Perfect. Just goddamn perfect. The wind storm the other night must have knocked this oak tree sideways. Just our luck. All right, little witch. We need to... Little witch? Little witch? Where did you... Oh, there you are. Thank the gods. What did I tell you about leaving the road? You could have gotten lost and not been able to find your way back. What were you even thinking? You could have... What? Wait. What did you find? You found wild mushrooms. All right. Here. Let me see them. Let me double check to make sure the ones you found are edible ones. I know. No. I do not doubt that your witch mother taught you the difference between safe and unsafe. But still, I'm afraid old habits do die hard. And the last thing we need is any of us getting sick on the road. But please, don't go sneaking off like that again. I didn't hear you leave and had no idea which way you had gone. Of course I would have been able to find you, and that is not the point. Tracking you down would have taken time we do not currently have. It's bad enough already, this blasted tree is in the way, and the bushes are way too thick on either side of the road for us to step through. I'm not willing to risk getting stuck or injured, and we still have a day and a half to go before we make it to the next raiding post. Yes, yes, I'm always talking about the trading post. But like it or not, it's a critical stop for us. Not only for food and water, but supplies as well. Medicine, repairs, and news from the outside. Not to mention actual rooms for the night, if we want them. That and the horse's hooves need a proper trimming, along with fresh shoes. But for right now, we need to rethink our original plan for getting out of these woods. Our choices, truth be told, are neither ideal. On one hand, we can camp right here tonight, and in the morning, waste a day trying to break this massive tree trunk apart with a camp hatchet. Or, we can backtrack to that fork we passed on the road earlier. Yeah, that's right. That one. What's down there? Tell me, little witch. Did your witch mother ever teach you about the echoes? Did any of the crones of your coven discuss them with any of you or your sisters? No. And I would have thought that would have been one of your earlier lessons. The echoes are voices without mouths, little witch. They are the unseen presence that hide in the shadows of the cursed soils, born in truly dark and desolate places. That second road leads us to a known stretch of corrupted earth, land turned so foul with age and tragedy that it eventually gained a consciousness. And after that, a need to prey on the living. That is how the echoes came to be. They torment their victims in order to feed off their misery and fear. In fact, this road we're on was built to navigate away from them, to spare the travelers from having to take the extra risks of going through their domain. Have I ever taken that road before? Yes, twice. And I'm not keen on doing it a third time if we need to. If only we had so much as a half day's worth of goods. I'd almost be tempted to try and move in this oak tree trunk. And that is assuming we could get it broken down enough and still have enough energy to travel the following day. I am so sorry, Little Witch. But we are pressed for both time and resources. Even with the mushrooms you found, we have no other options.